Moonman Productions, Wasting Niggers Since 1999. Whytopia. Yo. Check this out. When I speed in my ride, I slid and slide, only to find some lady lost her mind. Oh no, she's rambling again, she's cackling again. I smack her up, shut her up, fuck her ear, and what do I hear? Something so fucking dumb it makes me want to blow my cum. Moonman,
please stop.
Moonman,
why are men on top?
Can't you see? Women are never free. The patriarchy is controlling me. Fuck yeah, I don't care. If it helps me stick my dick in you, then I'm all for it. Because I'm a ultra sadistic misogynistic nigger killer, so rub your clit. Eat some shit, and take my dick, you filthy fucking slut. Yeah, I know all you feminazis all like it in the butt. What? Is this triggering you? Too bad, because this is the nigger killing moon telling you to take it or leave it. Because the way I see it, we are not one universal race. We are the white superior master race, and this is the way I feel it. Kick it. Moonman.
Please stop.
Moonman.
Why are men on top?
Moonman.
Can't you see?
Women are never free.
The patriarchy is controlling
Moonman. Moonman.
Please stop.
Moonman.
Why are men on top?
Moonman.
Can't you see?
Women are never free.
The patriarchy is controlling
Moonman. 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 Moonman.
Shout out to my friend Mick. You brought it all together, and you made it sound great. And this is only the beginning. Whytopia, coming at you live from the Moon Studio. Moon Man is back, bitches. So let's kick it. Now this is the story all about how my life was just a McDonald's commercial. And I'd like to take a minute just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the best nigger killer of a town called Bel Air. In the McDonald's restaurant, born and raised on the piano is where I spent most of my days, chillin' out maxin', relaxin' all cool, and all shootin' some niggers outside of the school. When a couple of niggers who were up to no good started making trouble with me in my neighborhood, I got them all in one bullet, and some guy got shocked, and said you should join the KKK. I called for a cab but the driver was a nigger and I just said, goodbye old nigger. I took the cab and drive to KFC, but then I realized the whole place was full of Negros, so I sprayed my Glock at them. I picked up some hooker and fucked her day after day. But then she found my Glock and sent me on my way. She gave me a slap and then she gave me my ticket. I put my moon mask on and said, no bitch tells me what to do. So that's the story how I became the best nigger killer in Bel Air. Rate, comment, subscribe, faggots.